Hey, you're on the stream.
All right, thank you, Helena, for putting us on the stream. This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is an open session meeting for Thursday, September 29th, 2022. It is 11:31 p.m. on the East Coast. We've already had the closed session for this evening. And I'm calling the open session to order. Mariana Dane, would you please call the roll?
I will do so. Teresa Allen. Teresa? Nanu. I'm not hearing Teresa. Jim Dingman.
Here.
Good.
Allen is present.
Ah, thank you. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Good. Sue Goodwin. Sue Goodwin? I see her, but don't hear. I will assume she is present. Heather Gray.
Here.
Good. Donna Grimes? I think she's not here. Evelia Jones?
Present.
Good. Ali Laksa?
He left. Somewhere he probably got rain. Probably got lost in the rainforest.
Yeah, exactly. So Marianne Martinez was not on the
rainforest.
James McFadden. He's not here either. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Good. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Bueno. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton.
Here.
Good. Sharon Salam. Sharon? I see you. I can't hear you, so I'll assume you're there. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Good. Mark van Landert.
Present.
Good. Beth van Gunten.
Here.
Good. Okay, Egberto is not here. Susan Young.
Here.
Good. And Julie Hewitt.
I am here.
Good. Stephanie Wells.
Here.
Good. Polina Vasiliev.
Here.
Good. Is Arthur still on the call? I guess not. John Tatum.
I'm still on the call.
Good. I'm still here. I believe we have a quorum. Let's see. Missing James McFadden, Marianne Martinez, Ali Laksa, and Bert Cohen.
And Egberto Willis.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Egberto.
And Sue? Sue's there. Never mind.
Yeah, I got her.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the chair reads the report out from the closed session of September 22nd. And that report out is the PNB met in closed session to review personnel priorities, discuss an upcoming trial, and confidential financial matters. As it would turn out, we just adjourned a closed session for September 29th. And so I will go ahead and read the report out from that closed session as well, because we did it upside down. We did the closed session first this evening. And that report out from September 29th is the PNB met in closed session to discuss various options to deal with finances. I will take a moment to report that while we're in open session, that there's already been some emails out there in Pacifica world, as often happens after we meet, the purporting to explain what the board just discussed in its closed session. And I'm here to report that the board made no decisions and made, the rumors are not true about the things that the board discussed. And, we are considering options to deal with finances. So I'll just leave it at that. But, folks, listen to the open sessions and we'll share with you what we can share with you as appropriate. Excused absences. Is there a motion to deal or for excused absences?
This is Teresa. I move that we accept excused absences.
Thanks, Teresa. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Susan. Any objections to excusing those absent who Marion already read their names out? Hearing no objections, those absences are excused. The next item is identifying timekeepers. I need someone for people.
I'll do it, Julie.
Thank you, Heather. And I need someone to time items. And Susan Young is volunteering. Okay, so next up on the agenda is agenda approval. That's a 5-minute item. I don't think it will take that long because we don't have that many things on the agenda. We have approving minutes of September 22nd meeting. That's a 5-minute item. We have the ED report and Q&A. That's a 20-minute item. We have unfinished business of which is 20 minutes, which is an appendix, a motion that's carried over from a previous meeting from Jim Dingman that's in the appendix to the agenda. And then we have the kind of closeout items and some very bad numbering on my part of the agenda items there, but new business for 1 minute, and I'm not sure there is any. And then adjourn by a time certain of midnight Eastern time, which is 23 minutes from now. So if we're efficient, we could possibly make it here.
Move approval of the agenda.
Thank you, Susan. Is there a second? Somebody?
I'll second.
Thank you, Teresa. Any discussion of the agenda? Hearing none, are there any objections to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. That brings us to minutes of September 22nd, which were distributed earlier. Is there any discussion of the minutes of September 22nd?
Move approval.
Thank you, Susan. Is there a second?
James Sagerton.
Thank you, Sagerton. Any discussion of the minutes of September 22nd? Hearing none, any objections to the minutes of September 22nd? Hearing none, those minutes are approved, again, subject to, you know, change in the future should anyone see anything they would wish to correct. Okay, so that brings us to the ED report and Q&A, which is technically a 20-minute item, according to our agenda. Stephanie, would you like to give a report?
Yeah, thank you. We'll start off with the basic finance report of what we have total of cash on hand and then what we have as far as aged payables. Total as of 9/27/22, we have roughly $78,892 cash on hand, and we have roughly in aged payables $1,018,217. We are making positive efforts in paying down a lot of those past due payables and working on calling a lot of those individuals as well and our vendors and letting them know where we stand and figuring out what the best way is to pay them. So we are making great stride and small dents, but at least we're making dents in paying those down. So every effort is being made for the stations to do that. All of the stations and divisions have made their payroll this period and their health benefits. The national office has assisted in some of those health benefit payments. But again, that's one of our goals and we are making those. We are happy to say that we were able to sell some of our investments that we had and transfer some of those funds to the national office, which then allowed us to make our interest loan payment for our FJC loan. It was due tomorrow. We were able to pay that this afternoon. And we had a little bit of money left over from the amount that was transferred over from that account. And we used that to pay some of the health insurance benefits or health benefits and health payments at some of the stations and the divisions we're not able to make at this time. Also very happy that one of our sister stations was able to assist in paying also an installment on an equipment floater insurance policy. So that was due on the 1st. So we thank them for being able to help us with that. We had a successful meeting with our SAG-AFTRA union reps for one of our stations, where we are still continuing to negotiate
the possibility of a reduction in hours for some of the staff. And so we are working on that right now. And one thing that's been very nice is that over the past week or so, I've seen an increase, a very substantial increase, actually, in individuals that are reaching out to their email lists and creating grassroots fundraising efforts. I fortunately am CC'd on a lot of these, and so there are quite a few of our listeners and our LSB members that are making a very concerted effort to ask individuals in their circle if they can make donations to Pacifica in general, not just necessarily to their stations that they're partial to, but to just the station, just to the company in general. So that's been very, very nice to be able to see that and appreciate everybody making those efforts. If anybody has any questions, feel free to ask.
Are there any questions for Stephanie?
Can you discuss a little, I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Susan.
Sorry. The transition at KPFK. So we've got a new IGM who has got to hit the ground running with a fund drive coming up right away.
Yes, the fund drive is scheduled to start October 4th. They were planning on doing a little bit earlier, but didn't want to just rush it without some sort of pre-planning and getting information out to the programmers and having them all work together to get it going. So they are planning on kicking that off on the 4th. A lot of the programmers that are sending in that aren't at the studio per se, but sending in information, he has requested that they leave spaces, just blanks, you know, probably every 15 to 20 minutes where we can put in some asks and interstitials at that point. So the programmers, if they're not comfortable at this point or didn't make room to have those asks in their programming, we will go ahead and edit those and put them in ourselves.
Thanks. Go ahead. Lawrence, do you have a question?
Yeah, I don't know if it's appropriate, but I do want to thank that station that helped out the other station. I don't know if it's appropriate to say that on the public screen, Chair.
I think that's okay.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank KPFA for coming through and helping out your sibling, KPFK, in Southern California. Thank you, KPFK. Thank you, KPFA, for doing that.
Thank you, Lawrence. Anybody else with a question for Stephanie or anything? All right, well, good. That was quick. We can move on then to the unfinished business item, which is the motion from Jim Dingman. Jim, would you like to?
We can postpone that since it's late.
Okay. Would you like to postpone it to a specific meeting? And I would offer either October 6th or 13th as options.
13th.
The 13th?
Yeah, let's get that knocked out, the 13th.
Okay. Okay, so there's a motion. I believe Jim Dingman just made a motion to postpone his motion to the October 13th meeting.
Second.
Thank you, Susan. Any discussion of that motion? Hearing none, are there any objections to that motion?
Chair, I'm sorry, I have a quick question.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
I was having difficulty unmuting. Jim, can you just briefly tell us the nature of your motions for the public stream? Because it's been postponed now four times.
Good point, Lawrence. You want to go ahead, Jim?
Yeah, the motion concerns the issue of the fact that our financing now, 90-95% of it is dependent on listener members, and that it grants authorization, support to the general managers and program directors in the stations most affected by the reduction of revenue to do as much as they can to try to improve that situation immediately.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion to postpone Jim Dingman's motion to the October 13th meeting? Hearing none, that dispenses with that agenda item. Is there any new business? I hear none. That brings us to the next item on the agenda, which is adjourning by a time certain of midnight Eastern time. And I will simply note that it is only 11:46 p.m. on the East Coast.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Susan Young. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Teresa. Are there any objections to the motion to adjourn? I don't hear any. We might do upside down meetings in the future as well.
Brava, Madam Chair. Brava.
At 11:47 p.m. Eastern time, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Thanks. Lena, you can cut the stream.